The idea for a day honoring Dr. Walter Sobolev first took off at the 2012 Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood Grand Camp Convention. Peter Naros remembers it well.
We were in Sitka at our 100th anniversary.
Naros is now second Grand Vice President of the ANB, but at the time he was Grand Secretary. He says there were two competing resolutions calling on the legislature to make Sobolev's birthday a day of remembrance in Alaska. His job was to combine them.
It was quite an undertaking to try to get all of his accomplishments in a couple of pages.
Sobolev was born in 1908 in the now-abandoned village of Killisnoo near Angoon. He was the first Alaska Native pastor in Juneau at a time when the town was segregated. He fought for civil rights alongside Alaska Native Brotherhood and Sisterhood leaders Roy and Elizabeth Paradovich. Later in life, Sobolev became the cultural and spiritual standard bearer of the Tlingit people, helping launch efforts to revitalize the language as well as traditional art and dance. He passed away in 2011 at the age of 102. Naros says the thing he found most remarkable about Sobolev was his ability to make his fellow Alaska Natives take pride in themselves and their culture.
He made people who were from this world, from this countryside right here, feel so special about their ability to tell stories, remember stories, the power of the oral tradition, and how he made people stand up and feel good about who they were.
Wednesday's bill signing ceremony included many similar sentiments. Governor Sean Parnell said Sobolev was known for his love of all Alaskans.
And this day will help us remember the love that he had for each of us, as well as for this place.
One of Sobolev's four children, Walter Jr., said his father would have been humbled by the recognition. He said the family hopes Alaskans will mark the day of remembrance by thinking about Sobolev's teachings.
Respect for others, caring, loving, compassion.
Sobolev joins Elizabeth Paradovich, Ted Stevens, and Jay Hammond as prominent Alaskans to have a day named for them. Sea Alaska Heritage Institute's new cultural center under construction in the capital city will be named for him as well. In Juneau, I'm Casey Kelly.